Welcome to Trinity Christian Ministry, where faith in Jesus Christ and His finished work on the cross is our guiding principle. And now, let's join the Trinity Christian Ministry family as we hear the uncompromised Word of God from Pastor Thurman Fuchs.
Come on, man!
Look, man. Come on, man. Y'all went right back to it. This is what they do.
Look, look, look. This is what God showed me. There's a law about this. Look up here, Romans 7:21. Now this makes more sense to you. In Romans 7:21, he says, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. That's a law. That's a law. Listen, that's not gone anywhere. That's a law. Remember, we were made from the dust of the earth, so we was flesh. This flesh was tainted. Then he took his perfect spirit and blew it on us, and we became a living soul. But now there's a law that's within us. We can't get away from this law. This is built in me that when I would do good, evil is present with me. So he's saying, don't do it. Don't get in that car. Don't get in the car. And the other side says, man, get your joyride on, man. Please, get down the road. You're going to be all right. Go to Lump Lump Chop Shop and we're going to get paid. We bought the promise of good. When I get the car down there, man, they got to give me at least $50 for this car. Well, sin doesn't make sense. Sin doesn't make sense. Got the wrong one. I'm taking it down to the chop shop. I'm down there negotiating. Look, dude, this is a 1989 Plymouth Volume. You got to give me 4 G's for this, Chief. They not even let me come to the chop shop. Look, man, this dude, every time he come out here with something, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. Look, that's what God is saying. He's trying to stop us. Look at verse 6. And when the woman saw, here we go, she's looking too hard, that the tree was good for food. You can't tell me that they weren't right there. That's where he met her at. He met her. Listen to what he's trying to say. He'll meet you at your weakness, right there at the tree. He meet us right there. And look what he said. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree to be desired, the one make one wise, it had some good ending, she was drawn away upon her own lust. He drew her away upon something that looked good. Amen? She took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now we're in trouble. Now you did it. We're down the road now. And the eyes of them both were open. Isn't that just like us? How our eyes get open right afterwards? After we done blew it, boy, we can see so clear. Where was this clear seeing and thinking about 2 seconds ago? I mean, it's not even. It don't take until next week. This thing don't hit you down while you in the bed. Oh, my Lord. No. That's just how Satan with his two-faced self. That's what he does. Soon as you get finished, you know what that's like? You know why? Because the first picture you see is Christ like this. But it's more like, really, dude? That's how I see it at that point. I'm up here. I did all this for you. And this what you're going to pay me with? You're going to go ahead and go over there? And my eyes then get open. And I knew I was naked. Look, they knew they were naked. Next move, because Satan then immediately sees you trying to go into repentance. So he gives you, he tries to make that choice of repentance, not having to be there. So the first thing he gets you to try to do is go to cover up instead. He says, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves, they try to cover themselves. The worst mistake we can make is compound our first mistake by moving in the cover-up. The worst mistake you can make is trying to cover up the first mistake. Proverbs 28:13 at your monitor says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. He don't want you to have mercy, so he wants you to go into cover-up instead. Look at verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God. Yep, that's clear then. You can hear God's voice. You, When the Holy Spirit was talking to you, don't do it. That law was happening, do it. Don't do it, do it. Don't do it. When that law was going on, you couldn't hear the voice of God. But now they heard the voice of Lord of God.
Thurman.
That's how loud it is then. It's like real clear.
Thurman, 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 Thurman.
You hear it all. I mean, it's there. Walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Same place where he used to hang out with you at. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Now, y'all know we serve an omnipotent God. He already know where you are. The question is really, is he saying is, have you identified where you are? Do you know where you are right now? What he's saying is, right now, where you are is outside of my presence. Do you know right now you're in Lincoln Heights? You're in a troubled spot. Right now you're on his turf. That's what he's saying. Where art thou? He wants him to recognize that you're no longer in my grace. You're no longer on my team. You have left and went to the other team. That's what he's trying to say. Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should have not eaten? Did you go where I tell you not to go? Did you go where I told you not to do? And the man said, our next thing. The woman that thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. It was her fault. So we're always going to push it off on somebody else. We will never accept the blame. We'll push it off on somebody else. That's what's already here. Look. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. What my fault? He diligently observed me, and I did eat. He watched me, and then he suckered me. He entrapped me. He set a bait car, and I took it. I got in. I turned the keys on. And I pulled off, and I was driving down the street, God, and then the car cut off, and the doors locked. Now I need you to open these doors for me. Now I need you to get me out this car. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Verse 16, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow in thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. He put theocratic rule in place now because he was like, man, y'all can't be doing this. I got to set some things in place quick. Because if I let y'all continue like this, y'all going to keep messing some stuff up. Y'all fault. Look at y'all. Y'all, all the women did like this. Don't get baited, okay? Y'all just messing with y'all. Because look, he going to deal with us too. Verse 17, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and has eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and in sorrow shalt thou eat it all the days of thy life. You're going to have to work now, Jack. You want to listen to her? I'm going to make certain every time you go out here and work that you remember that you're going to listen to me and not her. And here's the thing about it is, how interesting is one thing we can do creates problems for the next person all the way down the road. Look, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for it was out of that it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. You're going to work because of this mistake. And Adam called his wife named Eve because she was the mother of all living. And verse 21, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Well, verse 21. And unto Adam also and his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And what God was saying is, that stuff that you made for yourself, the covering that you made, is never going to be enough. So I'm going to cover you. I'm going to always make sure you cover. So something had to die for that mistake that they made. So even when, now here's the good news, even when we do get baited, we still have a covering. we still have a way to get back. Now we can appropriate the blood of Jesus. See, what he did when it says he made a coat of skins, what we got to understand is something died. This was an animal that skin came from. And so from the very beginning, this whole thing was all designed to get us right back into fellowship with God. So God said, I have to kill something. Blood must be shed for what they did. And I'm going to cover them with this blood, with the coat of this skin, to let you know that something died for what you did. And then we hear the Bible says, now comes the Lamb of God. That's what John the Baptist says. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So Jesus Christ came, and to take that place of having to kill an animal, we kill Jesus, and his blood was shed. So when you do get baited, if you do walk into a situation where you take that bait, the main thing that we have to quickly do is appropriate the blood of Jesus over that thing and not remain outside of God's glory. All I have to do is say, Lord, forgive me for what I just did. See, that's why he said up here again. Now we look at the second part. Proverbs 28:13 says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. The minute I get out of cover up, the minute I go to God, he said, but whoso confesseth it to God. Let me go to God about it. He the only person I need to deal with. He the person I need to get in relationship with. I don't owe nobody else nothing except God. So he confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. But not only that, we find in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. When he said cleanse us of all unrighteousness, the thing that you just did, I'm going to cleanse you of all that unrighteousness and get you back, because I can't have you in my presence dirty. So I got to cleanse you all the way up. I got to make you look good again. I got to shine you up. I got to put a smile back on your face. It's us that continue to hold on to it. So if the bait comes and you, for some reason, we took the bait, quickly, when your eyes are open, you realize you're naked, hurry up and run to God and confess it, and he will deal with it. Confess it and forsake it, and you shall find mercy. Not can, not probably, not none of that. You shall find mercy. Amen? So this is what we have to do. Don't get caught on. What I wanted to do today, what God wanted us to see, is the tactics. The number one thing that we got to put before God is our weaknesses. God, examine me and let me know, where am I weak? Where area is the enemy trying to get me away from you? Do you think God will not answer that question? God, I desire to always be in your will. I desire to always be in fellowship with you. I don't want to go over outside of my hedge of protection. So God, can you please tell me, what is it that's weak in me that I need to pay attention to? And then like Proverbs 4:15, help me to steer away from it. Come on, give me that real quick. Proverbs 4:15. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not into the evil way of men. Don't go that way. But if I don't know what my weakness is, I'm going to go that way. See, once I find out what the weakness is, then Proverbs 4:15 says this. It says, avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. How you know what to pass away from if you've never found out what the weakness is? That's what I want you to put before me. God, let me know what street I should not be on. Let me know where I should not be turning. Let me know where I need to go differently. Where is my weakness? I know for me on a Sunday morning, my weakness is wanting to make sure I'm here on time, and the enemy would try to use that weakness to get me all riled up, get me in a bad mood because I'm trying to get here. So he's diligently observed that about me, and he says, then you'd be married to this lady, getting ready for church all slow. She put Carson clothes out. So I'm trying to iron. This morning, I'm going to iron Carson clothes for him. See, because if I iron them, she don't have to iron them, and then that can keep us moving. So then she had a shirt out. I ironed a shirt for her. She find out that you did that, and she find other stuff that she could do with her time. They don't never put stuff back in they where it's supposed. That's my weakness. So now I got to understand the weakness. So now I just throw a little throw a little something out there just to let us know, because maybe we don't know what the expectations are today. So, yeah, so I'm trying to be in the car by 8:45. 8:45 the time I'm trying to be getting on down the road, because got to, you know, take about 15, 17 minutes to get to church. So just, 8:45. You driving this morning? No, I'm coming. Look, now I'm like, no, just drive yourself. You messed up all day. Forget I don't even want to go. You know, I took that last piece of bait right there. I'm sitting in the car, Carson, me and Carson in the car. I'm backed out the garage. I want to blow the horn so bad. If I blow the horn, she gets an extra attitude about the horn blowing. I'm being baited, I know. And Sunday morning, I got to go and preach. I got to preach with a good attitude. I don't want to be before y'all mad. So she come down, and she look like she coming outside and peel back to the truck. She got to go in the truck and get something out the truck. If I leave right now, it's going to be on by the time she get to church. But I'm about ready to pull off on madam. Ooh. I'm like, come on, man. So she get a little makeup and got to get her some shoes. She got, like, everything in there. She got, and there'll be that Sunday morning that she popped the back with everything she bought from Costco the night before that needs to get loaded into my car. Then she know I'm mad now, so can you pop your trunk? Now the little big nose, the nose starts spreading at the bottom because I'm really upset now, so I push the button. Carson, can you help me? Did not get that. Meanwhile, wait, she ain't tripping. She like, whatever. Then she got like 800 things she bringing to church. Got the big silver clipboard. We ain't even signing people up for nothing. What you need the clipboard for? It's about the bait. She got the clipboard. She got a purse. Her purse like this big. Like she moving. Like, what you got in there? I ain't nothing to say now. I'm just, 2 minutes to nine. Well, now I pull off. I'm scared to speed on our street because they got deer coming out and police sitting on the side of the road every once in a while. You don't know where his day going to be, so just pull off. So, I don't want to talk to you. Don't want to. You think we could? I gotta get myself back right now. I gotta go to church. So now she's putting on her makeup. I wait till she get to that eyebrow pencil. So now I got her in the car scared. I got her in the car scared when we in the car because we not taping, are we? Look, I got her in the car scared, so now she got the thing right here. So she scared to use it, so she looking at. And I'm like, in my peripheral vision, go ahead. Go ahead, Cletus, I dare you. Stick it up there. Put it right up there. I'm trying to tell you. So we get to the light. I'm telling you, this is what we do. I'm trying to tell you, this is what it is. Look, so I get to the light. And so I know she want to do it. So I don't get close up behind the car in front of me. I leave ample space. And so she going to try to get one in during the red light. So she, all before service. It's her fault. The woman that you gave me, she made me do this. She'd have been downstairs at 8:45 with her. None of these problems. I'm cool. But here's my point. The reason why I tell you all that, because we think it's big stuff. That was real. The whole thing was petty from the beginning to the end. Amen.
Thank you for joining Trinity Christian Ministries worship service. We invite you to join us from 10 a.m. to noon every Sunday for our worship service. Bible study begins at 7 p.m. every Wednesday evening. Our address is 5847 Allentown Road, Camp Springs, Maryland. We are near Andrews Air Force Base. Our phone number is 301-374-9626. That's 301-374-9626. If you would like more information, please visit our website at www.tcm-md.org. That's www.tcm-md.org. Thank you for joining us. May our Lord richly bless you, and we look forward to seeing you real soon.